You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Hey, because it is October, it's also Croctober.
Oh my gosh, it's the last day.
The last Croctober of the year.
Oh, darn it. And I'm going out with a bang, Dom. It's MF Chicken Corn Chowder, which is mighty fine. That's what the MF stands for. It's delicious. It's ooey gooey. There's a lot of butter in it, and it's probably my most requested recipe. I know you've made it a few times there, DT.
Few.
And it's just so good.
200.
It's the best. It really is.
So it's like the king of the Croctober recipes.
It is. It's the pinnacle, and I saved it for the last day, and get some warm French bread to dip in it. Oh, mm-hmm. That's living. You can find it at facebook.com/Dom, Emily, Jeremy. It's Crockpot Chicken Corn Chowder. Yeah.
There you go.
And that's it. I'm done with this. We need to talk about our potluck.
Speaking
here
of food,
too.
Right. So we got an email, all staff email, was it like 2 weeks ago?
Ish.
Something like that. Anyway, it said, hey, everybody, be aware that on Monday, the 31st for Halloween, we're doing our, and they do it quite a bit, the Halloween company potluck. And
yeah, it's a potluck.
Emily and Jeremy are not fans of office potlucks. I am. I like them. However, it was about 8 o'clock last night when I was going for a walk in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I have no idea what made me think. I think it's because I was thinking, do I have everything I need for work tomorrow? Do I have this? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's the office potluck tomorrow.
My little reminder popped up on the calendar that said, bing, and it was about 8 o'clock. So what did I do? I was like, do I go to the store right now? And I said, hell no, I'm not doing that. So I went to my pantry, pulled out an 89-cent box of cornbread mix. And today, friends, I'm making mini cornbread muffins.
All right. Well, that's fine.
And Nicole was like, oh, my gosh, who's the guy that brought mini cornbread muffins? My favorite.
Said no one ever.
Said nobody ever.
Well, I kind of like those.
Well, and then she's like, you know, you're going to be standing in there, and everyone's going to be like, why didn't you make a crockpot meal? Where's your crockpot meal, Jeremy? I said,
it's your thing.
They can all suck it. I'm so sick of the crockpot. Hot meals, I could throw up.
It's never acceptable.
Where's your Kong hot meal, Jeremy? Where's your chicken corn chowder? Punch them right in the throat.
I hope everybody eats everything except for your muffins.
Oh, I don't
I'll
really
eat
care.
One of your muffins.
I don't care. I posted on my Facebook today. Honestly, does anyone ever get excited for an office potluck? The answer is no, my friends.
Oh.
Nobody. It is forced merriment.
It's horrible.
I have a big problem with like the dispersion of food because there's going to be like 97% like cookies and cake and cupcakes and all sorts of sweet junk.
Right.
Homie don't play that. I don't get down on the sweet
stuff. Listen, first of all, you need to excuse yourself from any kind of discussion around office potlucks because A, your whole pescatarian BS.
Yeah, you can't.
Nobody's bringing trout to an office potluck.
Someone could bring a lovely sushi platter.
And then you don't eat sweets. You don't eat. So it's like,
you know what,
you're
the last person. You
know,
today, mini cornbread muffins.
I'm horrible, but still, like, don't
you're
you guys?
Impossible.
Don't you guys want something more than just a plate full of cookies?
No,
I mean,
you know what?
No.
You know what I want? I want to stay back here and get my damn work done.
Well,
I don't need forced merriment.
Your work is done by 10:30.
Oh, I'm efficient.
No, it's not till 11:30. You're fine.
I'll really milk
you're
it today.
Fine.
That's the
forced
other problem.
Merriment.
Jeremy's like, I haven't been here at 11:30 in like 4 years. Why do I have to stay till 11:30?
That's a lie.
So what I'm going to do is I'll be in my little Halloween costume, I'm going to run over to the King Supers, and I think I'll go to the deli. So put in your order, your request now.
Fried chicken.
Nobody's going to eat fried chicken.
I'll
eat your
really
dang fried chicken.
Good macaroni salad at King's. Will you bring me some macaroni salad?
That I'll do.
Thank you.
That I'll do.
That
bring
doesn't
me some
scream
carbs.
Fall. Something needs to scream fall, though. This is a Halloween potluck.
Well,
okay,
I know.
Cornbread muffin.
That's fall. You eat that with chili?
How about my box of Capri Suns? That says Halloween.
God, is that what you brought?
I did.
See what happens?
You brought Capri Suns?
Well, everybody brings food. I thought that I would bring the one that brings the liquid.
God, what is this?
This is why the potluck does not work. Nobody cares.
Is this halftime at a little peewee football game?
We got Capri Suns.
Yes, it's a costume party. It's like elementary school. We got
dry cornbread, and Dom has to go to the store after the show.
Get macaroni
this is
salad.
Why it does not work.
We're all going to be crying after 5 minutes. No one wants to whining.
And all I think that food it's kind of funny. Dirty. I know it's dirty too.
So. It's going to turn out fine. You guys should stop whining about it. I think office potlucks are kind of fun, especially if somebody brings the little crock pot thing with the Swedish meatballs.
With the crock pots.
With the meatballs in them.
Somebody that cares about their coworkers.
Jeremy, did you bring these meatballs? They're in a crock pot. They look really good.
God, you have a bad attitude.
So sick of the crock pot.
I'm so sick of you.
Jeremy, where's the chowder?
Chris, did you bring anything for an office potluck today?
I did not.
No.
She's out of 10.
She's dropping the she's deuces. She's getting out.
She's out of here at like 9:02. Well,
that's traffic on Mix 100.
And there's like a Chris shaped like cloud out the door.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.